Shabbat Shalom. This morning's parasha is Teruma, which simply means to give an offering. What Chris read this morning, then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering. From everyone who is willing with their heart, you shall take my offering." Now Moses was on Mount Sinai, not only receiving the Ten Commandments, but also these instructions. "Have them make a sanctuary for me, and I will dwell among them. Make this tabernacle and all its furnishings exactly like the pattern I show you. Have them make a sanctuary for me." "Have them make a sanctuary for me, and I will dwell among them. Make this tabernacle and all its furnishings exactly like the pattern I will show you." Now, this becomes a place for all to gather before the Lord. Literally, a dwelling place for the Lord. Having built some dwellings, these instructions in this parasha are very clear. Make this tabernacle and all its furnishings exactly like the pattern I show you. It's all about the details. A full-size replica of the tabernacle is located in Timnah Valley Park in southern Israel. You would enter the courtyard and from the east, where the altar of burnt offerings would be between you and the tabernacle. Only those ceremonial clean, including clean from sin, would proceed beyond this point. But remember the reading before the Shema. "This is the covenant I will make with them after that time, says the Lord. I will put my law on their hearts and I will write them on their minds. Their sin and lawless acts I will remember no more." So, where sins and lawless acts have been forgiven by the blood of Yeshua, sacrifice for sin is no longer necessary. Therefore, all of you here today, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having your hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed in pure water. It's by the blood of the Lamb that we enter into the tabernacle. Let's go in. To the left, the lampstand, the menorah. The Lord said to Moses, "See that you make it according to the pattern shown to you on the mountain. Make a lampstand of pure gold. Hammer out its base and staff, and make it its flower-like cups, buds, and blossoms of one piece with them. 6 branches are to extend from the sides of the lamp. Then make its 7th lamp and set them up on it so that they light the space in front of it." To the right is the table of showbread. "Make a table of acacia wood, 2 cubits long, 1 cubit wide, and 1 cubit and a half high. Overlay it with pure gold and make a gold mounting around it. Put the bread of the presence on the table to be before me at all times." Now, let's enter into the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Covenant is. Place the cover on top of the Ark and put in the Ark the tablets of the covenant law that I will give you. There, above the cover, between the two cherubim that are over the Ark of the Covenant law, I will meet with you and give you all my commandments for the Israelites. It's a meeting place. This tabernacle was built with human hands. But Christ did not enter the sanctuary made by human hands that was only a copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself, now to appear for us in God's presence. I like how Joshua put it. When it's time to go the way of the earth, that is to die, after this we come into judgment. So Christ, having been offered once and for all to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to bring salvation to those who are eagerly and confidently waiting for him. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life. Let us consider thoughtfully how we may encourage one another to love and do good deeds, not forsaking our meetings together, as is the habit of some, but encourage one another, and all the more as you see the days of Christ's return approaching. This song was given to Isaiah. It will be sung in the land of Judah. Your dead shall live, their corpses shall rise. O dwellers in the dust, awake and sing for joy, for your dew is radiant dew, and the earth will give birth to those long dead. What is born of the flesh is flesh. What is born of the Spirit is spirit. Remember, you yourselves are God's temples, and that God's Spirit dwells in you. So be curious in life as it pertains to the Lord. Persevere through all things. Stay focused. Make mistakes, because knowledge comes from experiences. For example, mistakes that we might have made here through the Torah service. Repent and learn what is good, and then play better. Shabbat Shalom.